Finally, on our events guide for the last few weeks, we've had the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club showing of The Long Goodbye. That's taking place on Sunday evening at Brentwood United Reformed Church on New Road. Stars a very young Elliot Gould.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. This is a great film. Absolutely brilliant film. It's one of those films that has only, I would say, over the past 10 years, found its audience in that these people who like dark crime films, you know, we weren't talking about these 5 minutes earlier, dark crime films that don't pander to your standard Hollywood storylines. You know, this is a really dark film, very British as well. I kind of class it in the same sort of barra as Get Carter as well, you know, where it is very unflinching. It's unforgiving as well. Great performances throughout. Great locations as well. I think that's the part of the film that I enjoy the most, probably, is some of the locations, because obviously now that everything has changed, you know, where they filmed it is all very different, but it's nice to see what it was like as well. But also it fits in with how the film is. It fits in with, this is very dark, it's very gritty, it's nasty as well at certain times. As I said, it's a film that's found its audience over the past 10 years, something like that.
1973 films. So I guess a lot of films, it was kind of the blaxploitation era as well, wasn't it? So it's films like that. You know, Elliot Gould plays a PI. So it's that the detective type thing.
Yeah.
And directed by Robert Altman.
Yeah, I mean, Robert Altman, I mean, one of the greatest directors ever, to be honest with you. And Elliot Gould never gets his just desserts, I don't think. You watch him in certain films, and you're like, this guy is...
He was in the Ocean's film, wasn't he?
He was in the Ocean's film, yeah. And he was great in that. He was in Friends as well.
He was Stingy's dad.
Monica and Ross's dad in that. And, you know, but before all that, he was this incredible Hollywood star where basically he took on all comers. And he was brilliant at it as well, and he's still a great actor as well. So even when he popped up in Ocean's 8 the other week, he was still great in it. So, you know, it's one of those films that if you've never seen it, it is highly, highly recommended.
And it'll cost you a fiver this Sunday evening at 7:30 at the Brentwood United Reformed Church. That's the screening of The Long Goodbye, organised by the Brentwood Arts Cinema Club. Details of that are on our events guide at phoenixfm.com. Click the events guide at the top of the page for all that. If you just tuned in, you've missed a mammoth movie review. It'll be all on the website again in the next couple of hours. My thanks to Mark Searby, who is, I think after all that, is probably going to have a week or two rest. Well, from here at least, but you're going off to San Diego.
Yeah, so no rest at all. Off to San Diego for Comic-Con. So if you see the big announcements everywhere, which is here's the new film, here's the new TV show, that's where it's coming out of next weekend. It's coming out of San Diego Comic-Con.
Okay, Mark Sebi, have fun.
I will try.
Bring me back a stick of rock or something. Or a clapperboard. I haven't got one of those yet.
We haven't.
Right, Mark Sebi, thank you very much. This is Phoenix FM. It's Friday Drive. More music continues after the latest news headlines as we rapidly approach 4 o'clock.